This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Country star Brantley Gilbert shared the details about the, quote, craziest night of his life in an Instagram video on Saturday. He revealed that his wife, Amber Cochran Gilbert, went into labor while he was mid-show while they were playing in Tupelo, Mississippi during his Off the Rails tour. Gilbert posted a video that explained basically the sequence of events. The singer started his performance only to leave the stage shortly after. Footage of Gilbert backstage shows him running towards what is likely the exit of the venue. And then the video cuts to Gilbert on his tour bus calling his mother to announce the arrival of their new grandchild.
I understand fans are probably upset, but good for him for doing that. His priority should be his wife and the fact that she's in labor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were upset. Once you find out what the details were, I mean, I'm with you. They got to just be like, okay, he came back out and played. I mean, he finished, I think.
And then Brendan Saad of the St. Louis Blues missed the first road trip because his wife had a baby. And so he will be back with the team tomorrow night.
I applaud that.
And they won 2 out of 3, so.
Nice.
Maybe they don't need Brendan. Yeah, they do.
Don't start that, Carl. It looks like Boeing's announced that it will cut 10% of its workforce. That's about 17,000 jobs. This is a response to the ongoing machinist strike, now in its fifth week. The strike has left Boeing's aircraft factories idle, leading to projected third quarter losses of about $10 per share, with potential further financial damage if the strike continues. And as of now, no progress has been reported in contract negotiations. So.
I mean,
might get worse.
I feel sad for all the people who are losing their jobs, but let's be real. I mean, Boeing had this coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had so many issues, doors flying off planes mid-flight, weird landings where the plane catches fire. Remember the spaceship? That's a Boeing spaceship. Remember, they weren't able to get back to Earth, so they're just there in space until, I think, February?
Yeah.
And then didn't Elon go get them?
Elon is going to get them.
But it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
They sent up the last one with 2 empty seats for them to come back.
Good luck. Coca-Cola has a voluntary recall of 13,000 cases of Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade after discovering that some of the cans labeled as zero sugar actually contain full sugar. The recall initiated on September 10th and classified as a Class 2 by the FDA warns that consuming the mislabeled product could pose a health risk for people managing their sugar intake.
The stuff with no sugar has just a different form of sugar.
Yes.
It's a chemical.
I was just going to say, I've always been told from my parents, stay away from all that diet stuff, because the way they get around it and are able to say diet is by putting chemicals in to make it taste good since they're not putting the sugar in.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, Sue, do you trust those labels or do you just drink water?
Just drink water. Truly.
I've been big into the electrolytes. There's a company, Just Ingredients, that I love them. And it's so delicious, it makes me want to chug the water. And it's a clean company. I don't know if you've heard of this, Sue.
Uh-uh. What is it called?
Just Ingredients. They have all kinds of protein powder, lots of stuff.
Not sponsored.
It is not sponsored.
Uh-huh. But if they're looking.
Call me.
7-Eleven announced plans to close over 400 underperforming stores in the U.S. as part of a restructuring effort. The 444 stores set to close are among about 13,000 locations that the company operates in the U.S. and Canada. The closures are expected to take place in the fourth quarter of this year, while revealed during the company's most recent earning call, though a list of the affected stores has not been released. So they're coming, we just don't know where they're at yet.
You can probably tell.
Usually.
There's a pattern.
All right, I'm going to screw up this name. I apologize in advance. The comet Chu-Shin-Shan, it's the Atlas.
Nailed it.
Which has an 8,000-year orbit, is making its closest pass by Earth, providing a rare opportunity for stargazers to see it.
80,000.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you said 8,000.
No. 80,000-year orbit.
Continue.
That's old.
It hasn't been here for a while.
The comet came within 43.9 million miles of Earth, and it will remain visible in the western sky after sunset until October 26th. They say you can see it with your naked eye, but using AIDS enhances the experience. So if you've got a telescope, bust it out.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Kim,
let me get my
you.
Telescope out.
Some people have them.
I know. A telescope would be cool.
I think Kim just called people nerds. A woman was arrested for attempting to smuggle 29 protected eastern box turtles from Vermont into Canada by kayaking across the Lake Wallace. That's the U.S. Border Patrol agents were tipped off by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They discovered the turtles individually wrapped in socks in a duffel bag. And court documents revealed that the woman, originally from Hong Kong and living in Canada, intended to sell the box turtles on the Chinese black market, where they are valued at $1,000 a piece.
Do they eat the turtle? What's so valuable about the turtle?
They didn't say.
They just take it out of its shell and
boil it? Why did she have to go into Canada to sell them to the Chinese black market?
I don't know. They're smuggling them into Canada.
Also, does anyone feel bad about them being in socks?
No, it's comfortable.
Comfortable.
I have some empathy for that.
My son, one of the words he can say is turtle, and it is so. He's like turtle. He actually sounds kind of British.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Does he say I like turtles?
I like turtles. I forgot about that video. Charlie, pull my finger. There's some really fantastic videos like that. Man, I love those viral videos.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.